Teachers Talking Tech is a podcast by teachers for teachers. The podcast is fully funded by us, Mike and Eric, and we are not sponsored by anyone. So you know that when we share something, we believe that it is good for students and good for teachers. If you like what you hear, take a moment and donate through PayPal to brown145@yahoo.com. We appreciate your support.
Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
And today we're going to talk about our favorite, or one of our favorite apps of all time, Book Creator.
Yeah, we are huge fans of Book Creator. We've been using Book Creator for over five years now.
We have. We love it. We love it. It's a Swiss Army knife of apps. It's so versatile. You can literally use it for just about anything in your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that a little bit. We're going to be talking about some of the basic features, and then we'll get into some more advanced features for people that may have been using it for a little longer. Now, we make no bones about the fact that we are an iOS school. So this is available on Chrome. It is also available on iOS. We will mostly be talking about it from the perspective of iOS.
Yep, using iPads to use Book Creator.
Yeah, but we will talk to... we'll talk to somebody later that will tell us a little bit more about Book Creator for Chrome and tell us a little bit more about it. So let's get started with an overview. Like, what is Book Creator?
Well, Book Creator is just like what it sounds. It's an application that allows students to make books, but it can do so much more. It allows them not just to put their writing in books or their pictures, but it can bring in all different aspects of media. You can bring in video. You can bring in audio. You can voice it over. You can add music. There's a comics feature where the kids can create their own comics with stickers and different things they can put in there. They can actually sketch right in the app the pictures that they want to put in there. It really does a lot of amazing things.
Yeah, it takes the best things about technology and tries to merge them with the best things about writing mm-hmm. and creating books. So one of the things that you can do this on a basic level, and the way I think we got started with it, is number one, just having your kids use it as a writing platform.
Right.
The first way we got into it was having them do a little bit of writing like that. But what it really started to be used more, we started having the kids take pictures of writings they already did.
Right. They would do their actual physical writing on paper with pencil and then just snap a picture of it and then import it into a Book Creator template to make their own, that to turn that paper pencil book into a digital book.
Yeah. And the nice things about a digital book is then all of a sudden you can add a video that says, hey, I'm the author of this book and let me tell you why I wrote it. You could have pictures. If it was about a trip to the park, you could have them grab real pictures of the park if they don't like drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a lot more opportunity. And not to mention, they can voice it over.
Yeah, the author can actually read the book aloud and record their voice in there so other people could listen to them reading.
Yeah, and that's huge. That's huge. So what we would do with it then is we'd share it through Seesaw usually, but you could also publish online. There's different ways you can share these. But I love the way that after the kids took the pictures, they could publish that writing they did that was on paper that maybe only a few people would have seen. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you could literally send it to anyone in the world and share it.
Right.
So, and then...
It's that authentic audience.
It really is. I love that. One of the other ways we use this would be for like culminating projects. It's a great app for that too. So like in my class, we were doing space. Mm-hmm. We had a whole unit on space. At the end, the kids got to choose something to research and then make a project. And this was a way they could take video.
Mm-hmm.
They could, add their own words and voice to this project. And they could also have the opportunity, if they wanted to app smash, they could have green screen of them in front of Saturn talking about Saturn or, you know, those kind of things. And it really does well with that, too. If you want to take chatter pics or, you know, whatever other apps you like to use, iMovie trailers, iMovie, you can take those and put them right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. So those are the basic ways to get started with this app, but there's so much more that it can do. So the next thing I would talk about is templates. So Mike, tell us a little bit about like what's a way you could potentially use a template? Like what is it? How could you use it?
Well, what you would do is as a teacher, you would go into Book Creator and you would kind of create a template a digital worksheet, for lack of a better term, of what you wanted your kids to fill out and put in there. And then you would share it with them, and when they open it up in their book creator, they now have that template that's completely editable for them. They can add words in with text, they can write on it, they could snap pictures or take video and put it right in there. And now each child in your classroom has taken that basic template of all the information you wanted them to collect, but has created their own personal book on that.
Yeah, and I love this. Like the other day we did science, we were doing materials and their properties. So all I did was I created the cover. I created 4 pages. One said like squishy, one said flexible, different properties I wanted to define. I shared it with my kids, and you can share it via email, AirDrop if you have. That is the easiest way to do it. And then Drive, you can share that template with them. They open it in Book Creator and they all have it, and then they just add their pictures and words to it. So my kids went around, took a picture of something in the room that they found that was flexible, and they record their voice saying how they knew it was flexible. They could add words, and then they send it back to me. Mm-hmm. And I have my kids do that via Seesaw. But there's more options than that available if you don't use Seesaw.
And they could also, well, with Seesaw, their parents get to see it right away as
That's
well.
That's true, too. And you know how much we love Seesaw if you've listened to us for a while. They play very well together, Book Creator and Seesaw. And we'll get to that a little bit more in a second. So another way that you can use this, along with those templates and that idea, is for assessments. This is a really great way that, let's say you were doing math, a math assessment, that you had 4 things you wanted to know that they knew how to do. Mm-hmm. Well, you could create the template. And you can send it to your kids. Then not only could they write the answers or type the answers, they could record their thinking, right? And they can send it back to you. I love this for many reasons. One of which is that, like, for one of them, I had to assess whether my kids knew a number that was bigger or smaller. And so what I did was, when I made my template, I did a little text box. And one text box had one number, one text box had another. And when I sent it to them, they could still move those around. So I said, move these numbers into the correct order.
Right.
So my kids could do that and then send it back to me rather than having to write all those big long numbers and things like that. Mm-hmm. It just went quicker for them, and I could hear them read the numbers, you know, so I knew that they knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Doing assessments on here saves a ton of paper. You can hear their thinking. Parents see it right away, and you can pull it back out if you wanted to later for, you know, when you're meeting with parents.
Right. And you can, as the teacher, you can put the directions right in there. Record your voice saying the directions.
Great point.
So when they get that template and they get started, they can listen to you telling them the directions while you might not even be around to give them the directions. Maybe you're working with another small group or something.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. So the other thing that I love using this for is it has a feature where you can combine books. So let's take a really basic idea of how you do this. Let's say you had a kindergarten class with 26 kids. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for you, but I'm not, the reason I'm saying that is, let's say you were doing an alphabet book, okay? Mm-hmm. So to make the math easy for me. Let's say you assigned each child a letter. So each child could take a letter. They could go around the room, take pictures of things with that letter. They could, you know, write. They could use their voice. Whatever you wanted them to do for that letter. Then they have to find a way to get it to you. So AirDrop, email, Drive, whatever. And once they get it to you, you can take all those books and just hit combine, and it'll go broop, put all those books together. And now all of a sudden, you have a 26-page book that your whole class made that then you can share out,
right?
Which is just awesome. And that brings me to the next part, which is the sharing aspect. That is such a big thing for me. I like that authentic audience. I like when, after kids do all this hard work, that they can actually have somebody look at it and comment on it. So when you are ready to share these things, one of the other strengths of Book Creator is that you can send it as an EPUB. So an EPUB is it's an editable format within Book Creator. So like if you wanted to do a template, you would send it to the kids as an EPUB, and then they could open it and change it. If you sent it to parents as an EPUB, they would have to have iBooks or a way to read it within like an EPUB reader. Mm-hmm. That's a little more difficult, right? And so the other ways you can share it is as a PDF, which PDF would be like if you were sharing a piece of paper. It's not going to show videos and things like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're making a simple book, you can flip right through it, and almost every device on earth, well, every device, can do
PDF.
Yeah, exactly, which is great. And the last way is as a video. And this is really neat because, you know, many parents, if they want to read these, you know, on their projects of their kids on a phone, you know, they want to hear their kid's voice. They want to see that multimedia video. If you share it as a video, then it will just play the book, and it will automatically play the child's voice. It'll automatically play any video that's in it, automatically flip the pages to the next one. That's great. And along with that, I would say if you're using Seesaw, I know my kids, when they digitize their writings, they read them aloud, and then they share it as a video into Seesaw, and they print QR codes and put them in the hallway so that kindergartners can come by, and they can hit those QR codes with their iPads, and they're listening to my kids' writings.
Right.
And, I mean, that's amazing. It really is. That's where you're taking something that writing has always been fine with paper and pencil, but you're taking it to the next level with that authentic audience, and you're really giving kids a reason to care about what their writing looks like. And absolutely. I love that. So there have been some recent features, new features that have been added to Book Creator. And so we are really lucky to be able to speak now with Dan Kemp. We're going to talk to him about the Book Creator version for Chrome and some of the other new things that they've done. All right, let's hear what he had to say. We're here with Dan Kemp, and he is the community manager for Book Creator. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Great, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Can you tell us a little bit more about community manager? What does that mean? Like, what do you do for Book Creator?
Yeah, so I'm the community manager. I'm probably the most likely person that teachers will be in contact with either via the website or via our social media channels or via our Book Creator Ambassador Program potentially.
Okay.
So yeah, it's kind of like teacher success, you know, just making sure that teachers are happy using Book Creator, giving them ideas on how they can use it, supporting them through all that, really.
Yeah, and you know what, I was going to say that I've done a couple of things through Twitter with Book Creator, and they've been really valuable. Some chats on Twitter that have been done,
right?
And I would highly recommend those to anybody looking for ideas or ways you can use Book Creator in your classroom.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right, so let's talk about some of the new features that have been added lately to Book Creator, starting out with the platforms. So what are the different platforms that Book Creator is available on?
Okay, I'll talk you through it. So we've always been on iPad for the last, since 2011, so that's 6 years now.
Yeah.
So that's iOS on iPads. This summer, we released a Chrome app, which works, so it's Book Creator that works on the web on any device which has a Chrome browser, and we're really excited about that. We used to have separate Windows and Android apps too, but we've just retired these apps because we now have the Chrome version. On iOS, we have a free app called Book Creator One, which is essentially a demo app that teachers could use kind of in PD to trial it. It allows you to create one book, and the full version is $4.99, or it's half price if you buy 20 copies or more through Apple's volume purchase program. And then, so the Chrome version then, so like I say, we've just launched that in the summer. We went through a kind of extensive period of beta testing with lots of teachers, but now it's available. Teachers could use it and sign in for free, and they get to create one library with 40 books, and then there's upgrade options beyond that if you need more libraries and more book storage with your students.
And you know what, let's follow up on that with a couple of the recent updates, one of them being publishing online. So you're now able to do that from an iOS device, but really let's maybe talk more about the Chrome version in this way, because that's the way right now that you can save work within Chrome, is that online library. So what does publishing online look like?
Yeah, so it's a slightly different situation between Chrome and iPad at the moment until we get the iPad version up to speed. So essentially what you can do in Chrome is that you will sign in as a teacher, you'll create a library which you can then invite students to, which is a new way of working. So it means that actually all the books that are made are saved on our servers. There's no kind of needing to back up or anything.
Okay.
And then the publishing online piece is, that's both, as you said, that's both iOS and Chrome. So essentially the reason we added this element is because that teachers want to share student work with parents. The issue that we always had was that Book Creator creates these ebooks, which are EPUB files. Mm-hmm. And if you want to share that with parents, you can do. It's easy enough to send out that file, but parents would need an Apple device with iBooks to properly read the book.
Yeah.
And in the past, we've added kind of stop gaps like the PDF and video export options, which kind of were more universal but were limiting in some ways. So we finally came up with the option to publish online, which is the silver bullet really of solutions for us. So now with one click you can, or one tap on iPad, you can publish a read-only version of the book that the kids have made. It publishes up to our servers, and you get a private link, which you can then send to parents, and they can then open that book on any device, connected to the internet, and read it and turn the pages and play the multimedia and get that kind of full experience. And that amplifying student voice, you know, giving students an audience for their work is a really key ingredient of why teachers use Book Creator, I think. And we've made that as easy as possible now.
Yeah, I love the different choices. We talked a little bit earlier in the podcast about, you know, you can share via email through Seesaw, through some different apps like that. But it's nice because different teachers have different devices and they have different rules in their districts. So the more ways you give them to share with parents, like you said, amplifying student voice and really getting the best out of technology, which is the ability to just share and have an authentic audience.
Right, definitely.
So what the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is there's another new feature which is really great for iOS, which is reading mode. So what does reading mode look like? What does that do?
Yeah, so originally the kind of wow, aha moment with Book Creator was always when you sent the book that you've made into iBooks and suddenly it became a book and you could turn the pages, and that was always the kind of magic moment back in the day. And then for various reasons, we believe that there's more that we could do if we kind of built that reading mode into Book Creator itself. So not only is it a really quick way to flip between kind of editing and preview mode, just kind of with one tap, there's more that we could do with that, not least kind of allowing Siri to read the book back to you and play the video and audio at the same time. So this is great for students who want to kind of check their writing and hear how it flows. And there's a lot more we can do in terms of development with our own reading mode. And I won't go into that, but there's some exciting stuff we've got planned that can kind of take use of that and do things that we couldn't do, kind of limited by what iBooks could do.
Nice. Yeah, I know I use it a lot when my kids make a presentation and then we invite kids into our classroom. You can put it into reading mode, and then you can easily flip through the book, and they can show others. And I love it for that. Because before, they would try to show their book, and they'd forget, and they'd be moving pictures around with their
finger. Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Another recent update that we noticed was that you added using Square Videos, and we were just wondering what prompted you to add the Square Videos feature.
Sure. Well, I mean, Book Creator has always been about app smashing, and it's often been the kind of final step in an app smash where you've used various apps to create videos or photos or whatever, and essentially Book Creator can pull in whatever is on the camera roll on the iPad, and it's the place to kind of showcase what you've made. Recently, earlier this year, Apple released an app called Clips, which is a great way of making kind of short videos, fun videos. We saw that lots of Apple teachers were using it, and so it made sense for us to respond and allow for the Square video format, which is what Clips uses when it exports. We didn't have that option in Book Creator before. It was either portrait or landscape videos, but now we've got the Square videos as well because we responded to how teachers were using Apple Clips. And that's what we tend to do. We tend to react and respond to how teachers want to use Book Creator. That's how we've kind of been our ethos since the beginning.
Yeah, I love it. And we did an earlier podcast on Clips. We love that app. So that's a great addition. Lastly, let's talk about Book Creator for Chrome, and let's talk about just what are some of the features that may be coming soon. I know that it's, like you said, it was in beta over the summer, so this is fairly new. Is there anything you can share with us that's kind of coming out soon, or what you'd like to see coming down the line?
Sure. So, as I said, you can go in there. You can go to app.bookcreator.com and sign in now and just have a play with it. It will feel very familiar to the iPad app if people have used the iPad app before. Mm-hmm. Already there are a couple of features that are in there that are not yet on iPad. So I talked about the creating libraries and inviting students. We've got a inbuilt Google image search. So when you need to add pictures, you can go straight to a kind of safe search in Google and find safe to use non-licensed images that you can just throw in there. So that's really useful. Future plans, I mean, partly it's about bringing a kind of parity with the iPad. So we need to add exporting as PDF, which is the thing that everyone is asking me for at the moment. We've got integration with Google Classroom, which is happening very soon. We're going to build in better ways and quicker ways to collaborate on books. Obviously, we've got integration with iPad. So what you'd want to do is create a book on Chrome or iPad. And when you log in, you'll see those books on either device. So it's all exciting stuff. And what I always say when people ask me what is coming up is that, you know, we want to hear from you as well. We want to know what you think we should do to improve Book Creator. So any ideas you've got, or, you know, people can tweet us and let us know at Book Creator app. And I'd love to hear suggestions. But yeah, if you've got any yourselves, then that'd be great.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dan. It was really great to talk to you. I know Mike and I love Book Creator. And so it was really insightful to get to talk to you about the things that are coming from Chrome and giving more teachers some different options on how their kids can publish and share their work, which is great.
It's really exciting to hear that you're not just a company that's pumping out an app to make some money, but you're really listening to teachers and trying to produce something that's going to be useful for them in their classroom.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's been a pleasure to speak to you both, and I really appreciate your words, kind words. Thank you.
I think I like Book Creator even more now than I did before.
If that was possible.
That's right. I love how they really think and react to teachers' needs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a Book Creator ambassador, so I'm always getting invited to check out their new products before they launch them when they're in beta testing. And they are really, truly, they are asking teachers, is this good for you? Can you use this? Do you have anything else you'd like us to put in our product? And, you know, a lot of companies not all companies do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening. If you want to connect with us, which we love, you can connect with us on Facebook, Teachers Talking Tech, Twitter.
At Teach Some Tech.
That's right. You can check out our YouTube page. There's a lot of videos up there and tutorials and walkthroughs for you. All right. Well, I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
See you.